it away.
但是 Lindsay 呢，他每四年之后又参加，四年之后又参加，四年之后又参加，一直到今年这一次第五届。
But Lindsay keep on going, and the next one, next one, next one, until this time, it's the fifth time of her.
所以一直到她36岁的时候，她才拿到奥运会金牌。事实上，她的实力非常强，但是在她16年前的那样的一个失败，被很多很多人都记得。
So even she has a very strong history, strong skill in the sports. But it takes 20 years for her to, 16 years for her to get a goal. And her defeat in 16 years ago was kind of remembered by everybody.
所以我们会看见今天人们心中的平安很容易失去，或者人们心中的力量很容易失去，有的时候就是挫折。
So today we can see that the peace in people's heart is easy to being taken away, or the strength being taken away, maybe just because of the defeat.
或者呢，所谓的成功，就像那个瑞士女孩子拿到金牌以后消失了。
Or maybe be taken away by the success, like the Switzerland girl and got the goal and then left the spot.
但是像 Lindsay, 她心中就有一个。有这样的一个力量，而这个力量来自于他心中不失去的平安，让他一直在从事他最爱的这个运动。他真的爱这个运动，他一直在从事，无论有没有掌声，无论有没有拿到金牌。当然拿到金牌也很好了，但是他说过，金牌不是检验一个人是否真的是一个运动员的唯一标准。
But Lindsay, his peace air.Her peace and strength that leads her in the keep going on with the sports she loves. And like she said, and the medal of a goal is not a test of whether a person an athlete or not.
所以这个世界给我们的平安，就像耶稣说的，世人所给的平安跟耶稣给我们的平安是不一样。一个最大的不同就是世界给我们的平安，世人给我们的平安很容易就失去了，无论是挫折，借着挫折，甚至是借着所谓的成功，都会拿去我们心中的平安。
So Jesus told us the peace that the world gave will be easily be taken away either by the defeat or by success.
所以主耶稣说喝这世界上的水是一定会再渴的。
So like Jesus says, if you drink the water of this world, you will be thirsty again.
如果我们心中的平安是建立在，哇，有没有人给我们掌声，建立在，啊，我有没有站在领奖台上，如果我心中的平安建立在这些事情上面，就一定会失去的。
If our peace is built upon that, whether other people give us applause, or whether I can stand on the podium for the gold medalist, and if that's the case, our peace will be lost.
因为人们给你的称赞和掌声，或者这个世界上的所谓的领奖台，或者这个世界上的金钱啊、财富啊，这些都是短暂，这些会失去。
Because the applause that people give to you in this world, or the materialism of this world, all those things are temporal and they will be faded away.
所以如果我们心中的平安是建立在这些短暂的事物上面，那这个平安一定也就是短暂的。
If our peace is built upon those temporal things, then our peace will be temporal as well.
耶稣给我们的平安是不会失去的平安。那耶稣这个平安，耶稣说我的平安，那耶稣心中的平安，他这个平安的基础又是什么呢？
And, but Jesus said his peace will never be lost, and his peace, so what is peace is founded at or rooted at?
耶稣心中这个平安建立在他与天父上帝牢不可破的爱的关系上面。
And his peace is built upon the relationship, strong relationship, never broken, the love between him and the Father.
耶稣知道我的天父爱我。
And Jesus knows my Father loved me.
耶稣说我在这里，我不是一个人，我不是孤独的，我的父爱我，他跟我同在。
And Jesus said, I'm here, I'm not alone. My Father loves me, He is with me.
耶稣说, 我的父爱我, 因为我常常行我父所喜悦的事。
And He said, My Father loves me because I always do the things that please Him.
天父上帝常常说了几次, 这是我的爱子, 指着主耶稣说, 这是我的爱子, 我爱他。
And in many occasions, and the Heavenly Father claimed, This is the Son, my beloved Son, and I love Him.
耶稣心中有这个世界无法影响、无法夺去的平安, 耶稣心中的平安建立的基础就是他和天父上帝之间 这个牢不可破的爱的关系上面。
Jesus have this peace that cannot be taken away by this world because that peace is built upon His relationship between Him and the Father.
无论耶稣被千万人围着，千万人给他掌声，要拥戴他做王， 还是耶稣一个人在客西马尼园，在旷野，还是他孤独的时候。
Whether Jesus in the time when thousands of people is around them want him, make him a king, or in the time when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane alone.
他知道他最亲密的人是谁，就是天父上帝。
Either case, Jesus knows the most close one to him is the Heavenly Father.
当耶稣被魔鬼试探的时候，当耶稩被门徒出卖的时候，当耶稣被人鞭打辱骂的时候，
When Jesus was tempted by the devil and when Jesus was beaten by people or cursed by people.
又或者当很多人称赞耶稣，拥戴耶稣，然后让他做王的时候，耶稣从来没有失去他心中的平安。
Or in the time that a lot of people gave him applause or wanted to make him a king, in neither case, Jesus never lost his peace.
因为他心中的平安从来不建立在这些人身上，他心中的平安也从来不建立在这个世界上的所谓名利、权力、金钱、地位上面，他心中的平安建立在他与天父上帝牢不可破的爱的上面。Because
his peace is never built upon the worldly thing, but rather built upon the love relationship between him and Heavenly Father.
所以当耶稣要离开这个世界，当耶稣要被钉死在十字架上， 耶稣说，我要把我心里的平安给门徒，给你们。
So therefore, when Jesus, before his time to go to onto the cross, be crucified, and he said, I leave my peace with you, the disciples.
其实耶稣这句话就是告诉门徒，我要让你们也像我一样拥有跟天父上帝这种牢不可破的爱的关系。 你们就会有真正像我一样的平安了。And
what Jesus actually says, I leave my peace, is the same way saying, I want you to have such a strong relationship between you and God Father. Therefore, you will have the peace like me.
奥古斯丁说过，人的心灵 永远找不到平安和安息，直到人的心安息在上帝那里。
St. Augustine said, human soul will never be rested until we rest in God.
也就是说，当人与神和好的时候，当人与神之间是牢不可破爱的关系的时候，人心中就有真正的平安，不失去的平安。
Now what it says, when people reconcile with God, when people have this unbroken love relationship with God, then people will have the true peace in their heart.
所以耶稣就要让信靠他的人与神之间有这样的一个爱的关系，那所有信靠耶稣的人就可以得到这真正的平安了。So
that's what Jesus wants all those who trust him have this unbroken love relationship with God. Therefore, they can have the true peace.
我曾经看了一个小故事啊，就是英女王，她伊丽莎白女王，她有的时候是会去到伦敦的一些贫民区去探访一些孤寡的人。And
I read a story before, and it talked about Queen Elizabeth, and she from time to time she will go to the poor area to visit those poor people.
啊，当然也都是一些年迈的，就跟他岁数差不多。那么有一次，他去探访一个年纪老迈的一个独居的一个老妇人家里。
And one time she went to visit a old lady and live by herself.
然后他就跟这个独居的老妇人一起喝下午茶。
So she basically went there, and the queen went there and had afternoon tea with this old lady.
当然了，这个老妇人也知道这是英女王嘛。
Of course, this lady know the old lady knows this is the queen.
然后当女王就是要离开的时候呢，女王就问这个老妇人，就说你有什么事情我可以给你帮忙的。
And before she's going to leave, the queen asked this old lady, said, is anything I can help you with?
结果这个老妇人她就回答说，她说是的，她说女王啊，我希望等我在天国的时候你也可以来看看我。
And the old lady said, yes, I do have something. I hope that one day when I was in heaven,You can come to visit me as well.
后来这个女王就对这个老妇人说，她说好的，她说我会来的，她说我们能够去到那里是靠着十字架上为你为我流出宝血的主耶稣。
And the queen said, yes, I will come to visit you. And you and I, one day can be in heaven, is because that Jesus Christ, he shed his blood for you and for me.
在这里呢，我们可以看到一个很有意思的画面，一个是当时这个世界上非常可以说最有权势的女人了。
And in that story we can see a very interesting picture here. And in this picture, one is the most powerful woman on the earth.
那另外一个呢，看上去可能是这个世界上最可怜的一个老人，独居的，老迈的，体弱多病的，就在那等死的。
And the other one is that probably is the most insignificant woman and lonely and live by herself at the end of its time.
但我们会看见这两个年老的女人在人的心中看，人的眼中看可能很大的不同，但是她们的内心都有一样的平安。
And in this woman, in human's eye, this is quite different, but...In both of them, they have the peace. They have the same peace in their heart.
他们是一样的人。
They are the same.
他们心中有一样的平安。
They have the same peace.
那么这个平安不会被这个世界的挫折、世界的苦难所夺去，也不会被这个世界的所谓的荣华权势所腐蚀掉。
And this peace cannot be taken away by the hardship of this life. Also cannot be taken away by the glory of this world.
那这个平安其实让这两个老迈的女人，她们真的是活在喜乐当中，因为她们都知道她们离世的日子近了。
And this peace will basically let both of them, In living in peace, and they know the time is come to near.
他们知道他们永恒的归宿在哪里，而且他们知道他们为什么有这样永恒的归宿，为什么有心中这样的平安，因为耶稣基督在十字架上为他们流出了血。
And because they know their eternal home, and they also know why they have this eternal hope, because Jesus Christ.And his blood on the cross.
所以当耶稣对他的门徒说，对信靠他的人说，我要把我的平安给你们，其实耶稣他知道他就要为这些信靠他的人要在十字架上要被钉死，要流出他的血，他要作为赎罪祭，无罪的羔羊，神的独生爱子，要为罪人要做赎罪祭。
So when Jesus said, I leave my peace with you, and he is knowing that he is going to be the sacrifice offering for the world to be offered on the cross.
然后他知道那些信靠他的人就可以罪得赦免，就可以被他的血所洁净，就可以跟天父上帝和好，建立起那种牢不可破的爱的关系，才有真正的平安。这就是耶稣心中的平安。
Then he also know that trust the whoever trusts him will through his blood can build the relationship unbroken relationship between them and God, and therefore they will have the peace like him.
我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文，以赛亚书的53章第5到6节，我们就坐着读哈。
Let's read together Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 to 6 on the screen.
以赛亚书53章5节起，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。我再给大家读几处圣经的经文，大家就可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
I'm also going to read some scripture. This time I just read, you can look at the screen.
罗马书5章8到11节，唯有基督，我来给大家读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的身得救了。不但如此，我们既借着我们主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。哥罗西书的1章20到22节，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，就借着他叫万有，无论是地上的天上的，都与自己和好了。你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行心里与他为敌，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，就成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。好，我们我再给大家读一下罗马书8章的这处经文。好，我们这一处经文我们大家一起来读哈，我们一起来读，我们坐着一起来读。
Let's read together.
罗马书8章32节和35到39节，32节起，神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是生是死，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的事，是低处的事，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。我这一段经文，我觉得是我们人类的脑袋，人类的语言可以用来描述平安的最高点了。
And I think the scripture we just read in Romans chapter 8, I think it's the best use a human language can describe about the peace human can have.
什么是平安呢？我们怎么样来描述这样的一种神给我们的平安呢？
What is the peace? How do we describe such a peace that God gave to us?
圣经是这样描述的。
And the Bible describes in this way.
这就是基督的平安，这就是神的平安，然后基督赐给我们。
And this is the peace of Christ and the peace of God and Jesus gave it to us.
这个平安没有什么可以夺去，没有什么可以影响到，无论是死，无论是生，无论是高处，无论是低处，无论是一切的受造物。我觉得圣灵感动使徒写下这句话的时候，他已经无法再找到任何语言了，在我们的人类的头脑当中，人类的语言当中。
And the peace that God gave to us is nothing can take away. It's death or life or angels or high or depth. I think when the apostle write down this passage and moved by the Holy Spirit, he basically used the language that human can use, and he couldn't find anything more.
我们得到这样的平安, 最宝贵的平安, 这个平安, 谁付出的代价呢? 耶稣付出的代价。
And we have this peace, and it's the most precious peace. Of course, Jesus paid the price.
当时的门徒可能还不知道耶稣讲这句话, 耶稣说把他的平安给我们, 当时的门徒可能还没有完全的理解这到底意味着什么。
I think at that time, his disciples may not fully understand what that Jesus meant at that time. He leave his peace with them.
因为当时的门徒, 当时耶稣被钉在十字架上, 然后门徒的心里很害怕呀, 都跑掉了, 然后 耶稣的门徒就开始被逼迫呀, 被追杀呀, 他们就到处逃亡啊, 他们会看, 诶, 没有平安啊, 哪里有平安?
Because the reality is when Jesus was crucified on the cross, the disciples are very frightened. And after that, they were persecuted in the pursuit, and they're running away everywhere. And so there's no peace at all.
但是当五旬节圣灵降下的时候, 圣灵浇灌这些门徒, 浇灌这些使徒的时候, 这些使徒就完全生命被圣灵所重生, 他们就放胆传讲耶稣的福音, 我们会看见他们心里为什么有那么大的改变, 因为他们心里有这样的平安了, 有我们读到的罗马书八章经文所描述的这样的平安。
But in the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit come down, and then they stand up boldly claim the Gospels. They're no longer afraid anymore, and you can know they will give a rebirth by the Holy Spirit. And they start to have that peace described in that Romans chapter
8.就在我们这段时间一直读的约翰福音十四章，耶稣说他要离开，但是呢，他要让圣灵来。
And in chapter 14, we have been studying for recent time, and Jesus mentioned that he's going to leave them, but he will send the Holy Spirit to be with them.
然后耶稣说, 圣灵来, 让你们想起我说的一切话。
And Jesus also said that when the Spirit come, Holy Spirit come, he will remind you of all the word I have spoken to you.
五旬节, 圣灵降下, 门徒想起, 耶稣说过呀, 耶稣说过要给我们这样的平安呐，门徒想起耶稣的教训。
And in the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit come down and remind the disciples that Jesus has told them he will leave his peace with them.
然后这时候门徒、使徒们在圣灵的光照下面，就他们就完全的知道了，啊，我们有平安了，因为我们的罪被耶稣在十字架上所流出的血所洁净了。 我们不再是以前在上帝眼中是不堪不配的罪人，我们是新造的人了，我们与神已经和好了。And
the Holy Spirit come down, and then the disciples and apostles, they know that they have become a new creation. They have the new life. They are no longer the old self. So they have the peace.
他们知道耶稣在十字架上是为他们的罪。 为这些信靠耶稣基督的人的罪而受死，耶稣在十字架上流出的血可以洗净我们这一切信靠耶稣的人身上的罪。
And they know that the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross can wash their sin and wash all of those who trust him the same.
所以我们会看见，从此这些耶稣的门徒、这些使徒们，无论他们遭遇世界上怎样的逼迫，或者他们被世人推在很高的地位。
And from then on, we can see those apostles and disciples, no matter what kind of persecution they would be experienced, or the time that people like around them gave them a cross, none of them take the peace away from them.
我们一看到这些初期教会的这些使徒们，我们往往会想到他们所受的逼迫啊，被关在监牢里面。但是我们也会看到，有的时候他们被别人当做偶像来拜。 因为他们很有恩赐啊，很多人把他们当偶像、当神来拜。
A lot of time when we think about the early church, we all, most of what we think about is that is they are persecuted. But actually, sometimes they will actually worship. They were worshipped by people as idols because they are so gifted.
很多的时候我们会想挫折困难逼迫患难会拿去我们心中的平安但是对于今天的我们更要被警醒的是有的时候这种掌声有的时候这种称赞有的时候从人来的这种虚浮的荣耀更容易拿去我们心中的平安
And a lot of time we think that the trials and tribulation or defeat can take away our peace. But today, we kind of remind ourselves, sometimes the success or the false glory from a human, applause from the people, also can take away our peace.
感谢神，初期教会的那些门徒们，他们心中有这样的平安，他们知道这平安是耶稣的血所换来的。
Thank God in the early church, those disciples,And they have that peace, and they fully know this peace is purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ.
他们知道我们已经与神和好了，天父上帝就是我的父了。
Because they know they are reconciled with Heavenly Father, and He is my Father.
他知道我在上帝的眼中不再是罪人，我在上帝的眼中是神所爱的。
I know in the sight of God, I'm no longer a sinner, but loved by God.
他们不会因为遭遇一点患难遭遇一点挫折就说哎呀他不爱我了神不爱我不会
They will not say oh God not love me because I have a go through a trial or tribulation
他们知道这新约是耶稣的用他的血所立的新约是牢不可破的
And they know this new covenant is established by blood of Jesus Christ so it will be so strong never be able to broken
所以圣灵感动使徒就写下这样对平安的歌颂就是对神的爱的歌颂这爱永远不会与他们隔绝
So that the apostles basically moved by Holy Spirit written down this song or praise song of the peace that peace will never take away
真平安给我们带来真正的喜乐
And the true peace will bring us the true joy
真正的喜乐给我们带来真正的力量
And the true joy will bring forth the true strength
所以初期教会的那些门徒们那些使徒们他们本来都是无知的小民在这个世界上非常微不足道的人
So early church most those disciples apostles they are considered uneducated and insignificant people
但是当时连罗马的皇帝看到他们都说这些人你别看就这一小群人他们搅动天下他们改变世界
But at that time the Roman emperor looked at those group of people said even they are a small group of people but they stirred the whole world they changed the world
我们会看见他们身上有何等大的力量而这力量来自于他们心中的喜乐这喜乐来自于他们心中的平安。
So we can see that they are showing what kind of strengths, and those strengths come from their joy in their heart, and the joy in their heart come from the peace in their heart.
感谢神，我们今天每一个信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们都已经得到这不真正的平安，这不变的平安。
Thank God, every one of us who today here we trust Jesus Christ.We already have this peace, this true peace.
因为靠着主耶稣基督在十字架上牺牲他自己，靠着主耶稣在十字架上流出的血，我们信靠耶稣的人已经与神和好了，已经与神有这种牢不可破的爱的关系了。
Because by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross, we are reconciled with God, which means we have this unbroken loving relationship with God.
我们的平安是建立在这个爱与上帝之间牢不可破爱的关系上面这平安给我们带来真正的喜乐这喜乐给我们带来永不衰残的力量
And this peace is built upon this relationship And this peace bring out the joy And the joy bring out the strength will never fade away
这个 Lindsay 就是那个美国运动员哈，他到现在拿了两块金牌。后来人们就问他这么多年哈，坚持下来不容易，因为他经历过很多嘲笑嘛，因为他的16年前的那次失败，每到四年他去到奥运会，又有人提这个事情。
And go back to this woman athlete Lindsay, and she has been insist, you know, go participate in the Winter Olympics, because every time she went there, people always remind her about her defeat in 2006.
然后这么多年下来，也知道她身上很多的伤病嘛，因为冰雪运动有时候给人造成伤害是很大。
And also so many years of practice and training, she got a lot of, wound in her body. We all know that winter sport is kind of difficult.
但是后来这个 Lindsay 就说呢，他说一个奖牌啊，他说不能定义我是否是一个运动员。
But she said a medal cannot define whether I'm an athlete or not.
什么能够真正的看出一个人是不是真正的运动员呢？
And what can truly define a person a true athlete?
他就说我还在这里，然后我关注这个运动上面，然后我把我的心放进去，然后我做到我一切能做到的。
And what she said is that the things can truly defineA true athlete is that I am still here. I focus on the sports. I do the best I can do. I do the things I can do.
今天我们说自己是神的儿女，我们说自己是基督徒，我们是跟从耶稣的人，不是看我们在这个世界上是否顺利，是否总是拿金牌。
Today, when we call ourselves a Christian and a follower of Christ,It's not depend on whether how successful we're in this world, or we get a medal of gold.
看什么呢？看我们一直在这里，我们一直连于基督，我们一直在遵行大使命，我们把我们的心放在这里。
And it's the same way. It's not define us whether a Christian or not. It's not how success we're in this world. Rather,It's defined us as a Christian and a follower of Christ. It means we are here. And we are fellowship with Christ. We put our heart in there.
然后我们竭尽所能，我们运用神给我们的一切的恩赐去做神所喜悦我们去做的事情。
And we carry out the Great Commission, and we use the gift that God gave to us to do the things that please God.
感谢神，我们今天每一个人，每一个信靠耶稣的人都可以得到这真正的平安。
Thank God, today every one of us who trusts Jesus Christ, we have this true peace. We can have this true peace.
这个平安在这个世界上是得不到的，也是这个世界没有办法夺去的。
And the peace that the world cannot give, and neither the world can take away.
这平安给我们真正的喜乐，这平安这喜乐给我们带来真正的力量，不衰竭的力量。
And the peace bring out the joy, and the joy bring out the faith, the strength.
好，我们最后请大家一起起立，我们来读一处圣经的经文。
In closing, let's stand up and read a scripture together.
我们一起来读腓立比书的3:13-14。
And then Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to verse 14.
13节起。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，我要得神在基督耶稣里从上头召我来得的奖赏。好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世上，来寻找，来拯救我们。
Thank you, send your only begotten Son come to this world to looking for us and seek us.
感谢主耶稣基督，上帝无罪的羔羊，神的独生爱子在十字架上牺牲他自己作为赎罪祭。
Thank God, the Lamb of God sacrificed himself on the cross as the burning offering.
让我们这一切信靠耶稣的人，我们的罪可以被耶稣的血所洁净。
So for all of us who trust in him, our sin can be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
让我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们可以坦然无惧的，我们被圣灵所感动，能够来到永生上帝面前，口称上帝是我们的阿爸父。
And for those all of us who trust him, or moved by the Holy Spirit, we can come to the presence of God and call Father, call our Father.
感谢主耶稣基督，让我们能够与神和好，让我们与神与上帝有这样牢不可破的爱的关系。
Thank Jesus through him so we can reconcile with God and we have this unbroken relationship with God.
愿圣灵保守我们，愿圣灵光照我们，让我们在圣经的真理上面，在神的话语上面站立得稳，让我们心中在基督里的平安不被这个世界所迷惑，不被这个世界所动摇，不被这个世界所夺去。
May the Holy Spirit keep us and teach us so we will have stand firm on the peace of God and that peace cannot be shaken by the world and taken away by the world.
愿从神来的喜乐成为我们的力量。
May the joy from God become the strength.
让我们在这个世上的时候，让我们行事为人与我们蒙召的恩相称，让我们可以归荣耀给我们在天上的父。
When we live on this world, our life is worthy of the grace, calling grace, and give the glory to God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.